Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky, and you can friend me on Twitter. That's right. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I got a big mouth, and I'm going to tell you what. I got stories, ladies and gentlemen. I got stuff that will blow your gourd. That's right. Million girls. I recorded that back in 1994, proud to say, when men were still men and women were still women. And we used to have a really good time doing karaoke and having a few drinks. This is long before Barack Obama came on the scene, however, is after Herbert Walker Bush. And then we had Clinton in the White House. And, well, we didn't really know what was going on then, did we? It's a little bit before the chemtrails started. Ladies and gentlemen, my show tonight is not about chemtrails. My show tonight is not about guys and girls and, well, you know what guys and girls do. My show tonight is about shocking revelation regarding 9/11, regarding chemtrails, GMOs, vaccines, and something you may not have heard of, maybe many of you have. It's called Morgellons disease. You might want to Google Morgellons disease and take a look at what science has done to humanity. But let me get back to my point. Let me get back to my, well, let me get back to what this bird is flapping about. There is shocking revelation, Snowden-Putin document dump from September 22nd, 2014, regarding 9/11 and who did it. You know, we've all speculated now for 13 years, 14 years, who did 9/11? We know full well that the New World Order is 150,000% responsible for 9/11. Well, this shocking revelation comes from a site, State of the Nation, where Putin and Snowden together decided, see, let me tell you something right now. The KGB has all the information. The NSA has all the information. And since Putin decided to bring Snowden in when no other country, you wonder why Snowden couldn't go anywhere? Well, Snowden couldn't go anywhere because all the nations of the UN, the United Nations, excluding Russia, didn't want Snowden. Because Snowden was going to tell you that 9/11, well, 9/11, ladies and gentlemen, was an energy weapon. It was a nuclear weapon. It left a crater. You better believe it. 35 out of 50 investigators were in the Pentagon when the Pentagon was hit with an atomic hawk missile that killed the investigators that were doing the investigation on the Donald Rumsfeld September 10th announcement of the $2.3 trillion that, well, they just kind of disappeared. Because, folks, hold on to your tushy. You think $2.3 trillion is a lot of money? Well, you bet your ass it is. You bet your M-effing ass. That's a lot of money. A lot of power. A lot of gold. A lot of silver. A lot of assets. Well, they didn't just steal $2.3 trillion. They stole $200 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, 350 nuclear warheads to build 435 underground bunkers around the globe. You better understand that Annihilation Nation is right now fully engaged. Gordon Duff, who is a very high-level, high-ranking, way up above top-secret kind of guy, who received these emails, went to talk to Stu Webb on VT Radio, Look up VT Radio, Veterans, I can't remember what T stands for right now, but I'm busy. I'm busy trying to disseminate some information in 30 minutes. That's all I have here on the Everyman Show. Until I might have some investors who may want to help me develop Chirpwire.com. That is Chirpwire.com. We're going to be encrypted. We're going to be NSA-free. We're going to keep putting out the information that you need to know. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The high-ups in Congress, the high-ups in New York City, police commissioners, Giuliani, governors, mayors, lawyers, top-ranking CIA and FBI were paid upwards of $20 million apiece to keep 9/11 and all the facts under their hat. They've been sworn to secrecy, not to mention that hundreds and hundreds of witnesses are now dead, murdered. This, ladies and gentlemen, should literally blow you off your stool. If you're not spitting coffee or Jack and Coke right now, then you cannot be human. You just might not be human if you have more gallons, because let me tell you something. We are 40% less human than our grandparents were. This is why we have been docilized. We've been docilized because they've given us the weapons. Well, you know, the internet, cell phones, you got every kind of MK Ultra on television that anybody could possibly imagine. After all, we know that men, when they have sex with a woman, it's always rape. We know that the colleges are nothing but indoctrination and in debtor prisons. The prisons are overloaded with people that are in debt. What, you can't make your bail? You can't make your bail on a non-victim crime or regulation? You better understand that when I told you in my prior shows that Nazis were brought to this country from 1945 to 1953 to annihilate this country, you better believe I know what I'm talking about. The old CIA, the old FBI guys, John Loftus, Richard David Steele, they're not stupid. They're telling you what they know because it is so absolutely corrupt. It is so absolutely dangerous. It is so absolutely frightening, you can't even get your fucking head around it. You can't get your hands around it. You can't even repeat the words. It is so utterly obscure. You can't imagine how dangerous it is. You can't imagine how bad it's going to be. So you just keep looking up at the sky and keep saying, well, those are just contrails. That's only condensation because of the humidity in the sky. And, well, after all, they would never spray stuff on us like they did in 1951 over France with LSD. Chemtrails, ladies and gentlemen, are no joke. GMOs are no joke. Vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, with nanotoxins and nanochips are no joke. 9/11 happened. The people that stand in front of you, Fox News, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, every last one of them has been paid to keep their mouth shut. And you think Rupert Murdoch is just some little fuzzy, oh, well, he's just a little stupid guy. Him and Roger Ailes. Yeah, Fox News. Take a damn nap. You might want to pass on the hookers on Fox News. I know they look good. I know they fill your eyes with all that, ooh, testosterone-laden, you know, drive. Why you might need some Viagra. You might want to see Alice. Take some Cialis and go see Alice. Hey, babe, take a look. Take a walk on the wild side. I got some Cialis, baby. Come on, let's do it. And if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, you got a problem, Houston. Moving on. Shocking revelations today on Alex Jones. We have a gentleman named Richie Allen, who comes on talking about, well, this conversation, this situation, this subject is a little, well, this is the one that tips the spear. Pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen, pedophilia, the taboo, the danger to children, the unimaginable, ill human naughty, ill Illuminati, the Illuminist. Yeah, well, you might want to figure that this is an extortion racket. They pass around children like used condoms. You wouldn't think they would do this, but it happens. You think Skull and Bones is just a fuzzy bunch of nice old oligarchs who like to hang out and do crazy things in black robes? Well, you might want to take a look at the fact that George Bush has been caught drinking blood. You might want to take a look at the fact that they've been caught roasting babies. You wonder what happens to all the aborted babies. You wonder why abortion is so rampant. You wonder who Bill Gates' daddy is while he's the main lobbyist dude for Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. 73 million murdered unborn children to keep the population down, to keep the CO2 down. Because after all, we know the population has to stay in check. And I'm so sad that the guy that invented the, the birth control pill, well, he died. Everybody dies. Everybody's going to the other side. You're going to take the dirt nap eventually. Don't push the envelope. What gall, what audacity, what evil reigns in Washington, D.C., from Washington, D.C. to London, from London to the House of Saud, from the House of Saud to the Pakistani Parliament. And do not for one second think that the Mossad did not orchestrate 9/11. Did not partake in the murder of 3,500 innocent people in the World Trade Center towers while Warren Buffett took his entourage of golfers to Las Vegas so that they could be on a golf outing. Yes, Warren Buffett sponsored that trip. You heard me right. And the Pentagon, 50 investigators right up Rumsfeld's ass for a lousy $2.3 trillion, which they could have swept under the rug with no problem. Well, the Pentagon was hit with a Tomahawk missile. That wasn't an airplane. Well, you wonder. I worked on jets for 6 years in the military and out at the Naval Test Pilot School in Pax River, Maryland, for Dyn Electron Corporation, who is now DynCorp. And don't tell me that when a plane crashes, there's not going to be bodies and parts laying around. How stupid. How unimaginably simple of the United States of America not to understand the asymmetrical, technocratic, demonic, Hitlerian Nazi program being laid on us, destroying humanity thread by thread by thread, incrementally, step by step, slowly I turn, inch by inch. They're ripping your throat out. Protect your children. Protect your parents. Get the big pharma out of your system. Because I'm telling you that it is an antigen. Chemtrails, GMOs, vaccines, industrial waste in the food, all working together to destroy your every essence of humanity. How many more people have to die? I'm 57 years old, born in 1957. I have an older sister that died with 8 brain tumors after working with digital for 25 years. We don't have brain cancer in my family. And you know about all those heart attacks? Well, that wasn't cholesterol. That was inflammation. Now you're going to get inflammation. Now you're going to get it. Now you're going to understand who did what, when they did it, why they did it, what their plans are. Well, if you don't know who Gordon Duff is, you might want to go take a look at State of the Nation and take a look at the 9/11 nuclear document dumps. Oklahoma City, ladies and gentlemen, was a tactical nuclear attack on a government building during Bill Clinton's watch. You think Bill Clinton's not a Rockefeller? You think Bill Clinton's not a Bohemian Grove? You think he's not a member of the Bilderberg? He walks around, he gets a painting that's the size of Montezuma. Oh, they take great pleasure in stacking on their oligarchy. They take great pleasure in stomping out the little guy, the power of the use over the useless eaters. I can't cross that Rubicon. I cannot. I went and played golf, and a guy walked up to me. His name was John Webb. I was playing golf. We started having a conversation about gut flora, and we started having a conversation about life, wealth. He laughed at me when I said gut flora. He said, "You're right." He said, "That's the one they want. That's the one they're destroying." This guy had to be about 68 years old, showed me a couple tips, and I drove my ball another 50 yards. If you give people this information, if you spread the word, this is the Everyman Show. This is not the New World Order show. This is not the political ass clown show. This is not Fox. This is not MSNBC or CNN or any of these other paid for idiots. You have to understand something, ladies and gentlemen. For these people to pass around a couple of $1 billion to a little fuzzy Kissinger glasses wearing idiot like Rupert Murdoch is no money to keep their game alive. They print money, ladies and gentlemen, like you use toilet paper. And if the Trans-Pacific Partnership goes through, you won't be able to find toilet paper, much less afford it. You have no idea what Barack Obama is. Do you ever pontificate the fact that this person came on the scene right about the same time 9/11 hit the scene? Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. Think about who he is. They dug him up from underneath a pile of dog excrement somewhere in Chicago. Him and Valerie Jarrett, so that the Saudis could come in here and pay for the election and buy the election. And Cheney says, "Well, we have to help our friends." Yes, after all, they're under attack by some very scary jihadis, Al-Qaeda. Well, it might shock you to know that, remember Chertoff? Remember the Department of Homeland Security head, the chief? The little scrawny, goobery-looking, scary-looking guy? Yeah, that's Chertoff. He's the head of Al-Qaeda. It's all made for TV. ISIS is Mossad. They are Arabic. They are Saudi and British. And anybody else who would throw in with them and sign a document for money and kill and murder and mayhem for television. Gordon Duff makes this very, very clear. This isn't coming from Alan Eric DeBocci. This isn't coming from the Everyman Show. This is coming from people who live it, breathe it. You can't imagine the money that the drug war has laid before and laid at the feet of these people. You can't imagine the gold, the assets, the silver, the undeniable foaming at the mouth that brings these people to fruition over murder, mayhem, and global, well, ownership. The destruction of humanity and the eugenics engagement that everybody from Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, you know, I'll tell you something right now. When I look at Laura Bush, when I look at probably the most fascinating, attractive, mind numbing First Lady. I have to ask myself, how in the world did she get involved into the Bush family? Because the Bush family get what they want when they want it. I don't want Jeb Bush in my White House. I don't want Hillary Clinton in my White House. You think Rand Paul is a nut job? You think that Ron Paul is a nut job? You're wrong. I don't want Ted Cruz in my White House. I do not want a man who's married to the vice president of Goldman Sachs in my White House. I want someone to get into the DOJ, and I want someone to get into the FBI, and I want someone to start putting some goddamn people in prison. I want some goddamn maniacs scooped up from their goddamn 10,000 square foot mansions, whichever one they're in, and I want them locked up. I want their assets seized. I want the news to wake up to what is going on and say, no, we're not doing this. We're very sorry for our manipulation of information. We're not doing it. Well, let me tell you what. You go to Infowars.com and you get a little taste of that. You go to GlobalResearch.Canada and you look at what Greg Palast, you look at what some of these other John Roberts. Look at what these people have put their lives on the line daily, story after story after story after story of endless, 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 unfacocted information straight from the mouths of the people involved. If you don't know who the Bilderberg is and Bohemian Grove is, you better look. You better go find out what Kissinger is. You better go find out what Brzezinski is. You better go take a look at who funded Hitler. The Bush family, the Kennedys, the Fords, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies, the really, really wealthy motherfuckers who hate your guts, hate your existence. They enslave you. They're going to enslave your children. And let me tell you something. If you think that generations to come will be better off than we are now, you're wrong. They say they don't want any more poverty. They don't want any more war. They don't want any more famine. But many of them want 6.5 billion human beings gone, erased, forgotten. In 1921, they burned the books. They burned the history. You see ISIS, whatever the fuck ISIS is. You see them over there smashing 3,000-year-old relics. They want to erase the past so that they can develop the future. And if you think anything I've told you right now this evening on the Everyman Show is wrong, well, that's fine. I personally think that Rachel Maddow has a penis. I kind of think Hillary Clinton has a penis. I'm just saying. That's my opinion. Your amendment rights are under assault. Your Constitution is under assault. I don't need Mark Levin to teach me any more history and bullshit. I don't need to listen to Dr. Savage, blowhard, big mouth, self-delusional fucking narcissist. I don't need him telling me any more about how many books he's written and how great he is. He does not... Except he does not at all believe that 9/11 was an inside job. He does not believe at all that GMOs and chemtrails work together. He doesn't believe in chemtrails. These people are well-paid agriprops, well-paid MK-Ultra mind-control devices. Sorry. That's how I can't even listen to them anymore. I can't even go look at a movie knowing what they did in Boston was bullshit. Show me the videos of where these guys put down these so-called pressure cookers and they blew up, and I'll believe it, because suddenly all of a sudden there's special forces everywhere and they're all wearing Kevlar and they're all ready to go in their black ops uniforms. It's a crock of shit. Because I've seen the guy who had his legs blown off without legs, months, long period of time before Boston, before that fateful day. I know what an explosion looks at. There was no damn fireball. I did not see body parts flying out into the streets. It was bullshit. Sandy Hook was bullshit because Wolfgang Halbig has made it very clear the evidence is undeniable. When they come and they threaten you, as they did me, and they walk around flapping around saying, I get my paycheck from these people, and if you're a threat, we're going to destroy you. And you, intimidation, don't give a goddamn. Been there, done that. How intimidating is it to turn on the television at 9:30 in the morning on 9/11, telling your roofer, hey, man, get up. I know you drank a lot last night, but we got work to do. I look at the TV out of the left corner of my eye, and there's planes flying into the World Trade Center. And I see bodies. I see people jumping out of the windows. But to find out that the very people that they call themselves your protectors were the people that were involved. They're the people that did it. They're the people that were there. No. No. Not going with that. If you do not protest, and I'm not talking about violent protests. All they're so afraid of the swarm in this country. They're so scared to death that you know what I know is the truth, and you're going to go out there and start talking to your people in your churches and your schools, and the Common Core is bullshit, and you're not taking any more. You don't want any vaccines. Don't put no damn needles in my children. Don't put any pills in my children. Don't tell me that you love my children more than me. Get the fuck out of my goddamn way. I apologize if I insult anyone with my colorful language. But tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen, is the culmination of a year and a half of doing these shows, 7 years of wondering what the hell happened, to getting the full Monty, the full list, the whole shebang is more than this carpenter can take. I'm a woodchuck. I'm a home builder. I raise dogs. I had $1 million 8 years ago. I watched it dissipate like a real contrail in the sky. I was sick, and I've been sick. I was sick for 5 years wondering. But when the truth comes out and you know you're not alone, when you know it's not just you and it's everybody, then they don't want you talking. They don't want you getting together. They want to divide and conquer. They don't want the family to be strong. My God, you better not have a birthday party. We're liable to go over there and lock everybody up. Keep them away from your children. Keep them away from you. Keep their horrid, toxic information, horrid, toxic personal cells. Keep them away from you. And when they come, stand up straight and tall. Look down your nose at them because you have the moral high ground to do so. Go out there and bang a drum, a pot and a pan, make a sign, stand up. But I'll tell you, you know what pissed me off today is when I found out that Sarah Palin was a sex kitten. Sarah Palin is an MKUltra bot developed by the CIA since she was a young girl in school. Sarah Palin is a made-up hoax, ladies and gentlemen. A whore for the New World Order. That's a sad thing because I kind of liked her. Of course she's nice to look at. Is Joni Ernst what she says she is? Is John Boehner, McConnell, and all the rest of them. We know John McCain is a chipmunk from hell. Well, we're going to find out. Thanks for listening. This is the Everyman Show. Bye-bye.